Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Elizabeth Cantor has written a fascinating tale about modern college professors who do not want to teach English literature the way it was written, but instead try to deconstruct it and remold it into Marxist liberal feminist ideology. Of course, that's a hopeless goal, because great English literature is explicitly Christian, conservative, and celebrates heroism, marriage, and masculine courage. And yes, indeed, great English literature was mostly written by dead white males, except for a few extraordinary women, such as Jane Austen and the Bronte sisters. Dr. Cantor's entertaining analysis is enlivened by inset quotations telling exactly what the political professors do not want you to know. The professors don't want you to learn from the poem Beowulf that no civilization will survive without heroes to defend it, or from Chaucer that chivalry has contributed enormously to women's happiness, or from Shakespeare that there really is such a thing as human nature, and some people make destructive choices, or from John Milton that our intellectual freedoms are Christian in origin. The feminists don't want young people to learn from Jane Austen that it's reasonable for a woman to look to marriage for happiness. Many university English departments have come under the control of people who really hate our English and American heritage. The English professors not only don't teach great English literature, but they try to pervert it into the thesis that Western civilization is the root of all evil. Dr. Cantor's book is an introduction to what you should have learned in college but didn't. Called The Politically Incorrect Guide to English Literature, it will introduce you to the grand range of things you can learn from English literature. There are so many wonderful books, novels, plays, and poems written in the English language. Our high school and college students should be introduced to this wealth of literature.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. For a more in-depth look at multiculturalism and how it divides rather than unifies our country, write to Mrs. Schlafly in care of Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for information on multiculturalism. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says all of us could take a lesson from the weather. It pays no attention to criticism. Derry Brownfield.
Well, thank you and good morning, everyone. My name is Dave Crooks. I have the privilege today of filling in for Derry Brownfield, who has the day off. And some of you may remember me as I had the privilege of guest hosting back on February 16th when I asked Derry's listeners, have we basically seen the last of hard news on the television? I know at that time when I brought that topic up, we lit the phone lines up. It was the recent death of Anna Nicole Simpson, for example, and it just seemed like nothing was on the television except for Anna Nicole's death back in February, and we got a lot of calls off of that. But today, almost a year later, it seems like it's all about presidential politics. And let me kind of give a disclaimer, first of all, and explain what we're going to do on the Derry Brownfield Show today. For those of you who don't know, I'm an Indiana state legislator. I'm a Democrat, so now you know all the facts. Actually, on my last term, I announced a few weeks ago that I would not seek a seventh term in Indiana, and I've been having fun hosting my own radio talk show on Saturday mornings called The Dave Crooks Show. It's Indiana's new weekly political talk show, and if you want more about that, you can go to davecrooks.com, and yep, isn't that a great last name for a politician? Crooks, C-R-O-O-K-S. And I also received some national attention. If you were reading some of the AP articles and other articles that made it across many of the web stories regarding Hillary Clinton back on August 13th, Ron Fornay, AP's top political reporter, was doing a nationwide story on whether or not Clinton would be a drag on the entire Democrat ticket. And I was one of 40 people who came forward and said, yes, I do believe she would be a drag for other state and congressional candidates if she is the Democrat nominee, and that seemed to get a lot of play when that article came out in August. And I still believe that could be a concern for many state legislative candidates in a state like Indiana, or even where Democrats are competitive in a state when there's not been a president elected on the Democrat side since Lyndon Johnson back in 1964. Democrats still seem to be competitive in a state like Indiana, even though it's very conservative, because Democrats like myself in Indiana are fairly conservative. And we wonder if she will be a drag nationwide on the ticket. Well, today we're going to ask our listeners on the Derry Brownfield Show, who are you supporting for president and why? And I don't want you like going to a candidate's website and reading their talking points. I just want some quick comments on who you're backing, why you're backing that person, what is the topic. And after our next break, we'll start taking phone calls. You might want to write down this number, 1-800-973-3779. That's 1-800-973-3779. And we'll start taking calls after the first break. But let me bring you up to date on what took place over the weekend if you haven't been watching the news. Of course, the recap of this weekend politically across the country, did you see some of the coverage from Iowa, South Carolina, even New Hampshire, where Oprah Winfrey is now doing what she can to help out her friend Barack Obama? They were all over the three key states, including today in New Hampshire, is my understanding, and it's drawing big crowds. I guess they had just under 30,000 people at a event in South Carolina last night. And other notes of interest regarding these presidential candidates, Republicans appeared Sunday at the University of Miami, where they had a special Spanish broadcast debate. The candidates tempered their anti-immigration talk. They answered in English, but it's my understanding, according to all the clippings this morning, they even had their answers answered in Spanish from one of the Spanish broadcast networks. And it sounded like many of these candidates who have been so tough on immigration were less tough at this event. So I'd be curious to get your comments and who tended to come out on top in that particular debate if you watch that painful exercise. I'm sure it would be if you don't know Spanish. And then there's a couple of new polls that came out over the weekend. A new Newsweek poll released today shows former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee widening his lead in Iowa with a 39-17 lead over Mitt Romney among likely GOP caucus goers. Fred Thompson's support fell from 16% to 10%. While John McCain had 6%, the poll also shows Barack Obama gaining some ground on Hillary Clinton. Clinton leads 30-29 in Iowa, with John Edwards at third with 21%. With the margin of error at either plus or minus 3%, it seems like it's rather close, of course, in Iowa between Clinton and Obama. Then there's a new Mason-Dixon poll released yesterday showing the primary picture growing more, not less, uncertain with the first presidential voting just less than a month away. And I found this story at CNN.com. It shows no Democrat in Iowa, New Hampshire, or South Carolina with a lead outside the margin of error. And the Mason-Dixon poll also shows Mike Huckabee with a double-digit lead in Iowa, Mitt Romney with an 8-point lead in New Hampshire, with South Carolina up for grabs with five candidates registering double digits. Now, a lot of people in general are simply stating, boy, it's too early for me to focus on this presidential race. It's a year away. Folks, you need to understand that this thing may be over by Super Tuesday, which sneaks up on us now in less than 2 months on February 5th. And for those of you who think Hillary Clinton has this Democratic nomination in the bag, you need to keep this in mind. With the Iowa caucuses January 3rd, the New Hampshire primary January 8th, you've got the Nevada caucus on January 19th, and then the South Carolina primary January 26th. The key in slowing her down is for Obama, for instance, to win two, if not all three of those primaries, perhaps four, as you get to Nevada. And if that would happen, this would change the Democratic nomination for sure. Now, on the Republican side, Mike Huckabee has been a surprise to many people. The former Arkansas governor continues to pick up points, especially in Iowa, where Romney was suspected to have the biggest lead. And, of course, now that has changed. So what we're going to do, we'll take this break coming up. We'll remind you to call the Jerry Brownfield Show. We simply want to know which candidate would you support and why. And we're going to take calls at 1-800-973-3779. That's 1-800-973-3779. Give me your thoughts on which candidate you like the most and what is the driving factor that has you support that particular candidate.
Hey, Dave, we're going to take a break, and we will take those calls right after this.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq.
Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we're back. Sitting in once again for Derry Brownfield is Dave Crooks. Dave, we're going to go straight to the phone lines and say hello to George in Florida. You're on the air, George.
Thank you for taking my call. I am supporting Congressman Ron Paul. I'm not too big on conspiracies or anything like that, but I'm looking at how the political structure has been hijacked by corporatism, by corporate America. And these corporations are getting too big, and they pose a danger to our liberties. I know your governor signed over toll roads to a foreign entity, and this is wrong, and I really believe we have to get back to the basics of the constitutions and our basic liberties, because as a nation we are stretched in. We cannot police the world. We cannot be everything to everybody, and we have to take care of our own.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call from Florida today. And matter of fact, as someone who's a Democrat, if I had to pick one Republican, Ron Paul would get my vote. I like his attitude about just leaving the rest of the world alone and just take care of the good U.S. of A. So appreciate your call from Florida today. Let's take another call, Jeff.
Bill in Missouri. You're on the air, Bill.
Hi. Well, good morning, sir.
How are you?
I appreciate you. I support Ron Paul for the same reason, and he's a constitutionalist. He understands the document. He's read it. He supports it, and he kept his oath. And I just think he's a wonderful candidate.
All right.
That's it, my friend.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Hello to Hugh in North Carolina. You're on the air, Hugh.
Hey, Hugh, how you doing today?
I'm in North Carolina, but I'm from Greensburg, Indiana.
Well, hey.
Bush and Ashcroft stole our property, another conspiracy theory, but I believe it's true because the buildings are all gone. But as I come back out of North Carolina, all I see across the overhead overpasses is Google Ron Paul. I don't see Google Giuliani or anybody else, you know.
So So is he?
What program are you on back there in Indiana?
I've got my own show on a couple of my own stations in Washington called the Dave Crooks Show, but we mainly talk about Indiana politics and kind of keep listeners up to date on what's going on in our state on a weekly basis.
You're out of Washington, Indiana, then.
That's right. Tell me who you're supporting for president. Is it Ron Paul or someone else?
Well, there's only one candidate, and it's Ron Paul. He's the only one. He's the only statesman. The rest of them are crooks.
All right. Hey, now, be careful how you use that name Crooks now, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I forgot your name was Crooks.
For your call. We are taking calls on the Derry Brownfield Show, and I know there's a lot of Ron Paul fans who listen to Derry's show, but we do want to mix this up a bit today. We want to hear from those who may be supporting other candidates as well at 1-800-973-3779. We've got just less than a minute before the next break. Jeff, if you've got a real quick call, we'll take it right now.
Yes, I do. Thomasina in Nebraska, you're on the air.
Tom, who are you supporting for president?
I know you said get a diversity, but I'm with Ron Paul. One, he wants to go back to conservative American values. And two, he's against abortion. And I hope he succeeds, and everybody needs to get out and vote for him so we can get back to being America, not corporate USA.
All right, thanks for your call this morning. So four calls and all four for Ron Paul. We'll see if we've got some other supporters coming up after we take the break. You're listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back. Once again, sitting in for Derry Brownfield is Dave Crooks. Our phone lines are burning up. Let's say hello to Harry in Wisconsin. You're on the air with Dave. Go right ahead, Harry.
Hello.
Yep.
I vote for Ron Paul because he's the only qualified candidate.
All right. That's five in a row now for Ron Paul. Thanks for calling us from Wisconsin this morning. I'm looking for some balance on this, even though I do understand that many of Derry's listeners are sold on Ron Paul, and I can understand that. I have a lot of respect for the congressman and a medical doctor from Texas. But we're trying to get some feedback today from people who are supporting the various candidates for president. On the Democrat side, you've got Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in a close race right now, especially in the all-important Iowa caucuses coming up. Tell us why you support one of those candidates, or perhaps if you're on the Mike Huckabee bandwagon or Mitt Romney in Iowa, we'd like to hear from you today on the Derry Brownfield Show. Give us a call at 800-973-3779.
Let's say hello to Sheila in Missouri. You're on the air, Sheila.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Sheila.
I'm not for the diversity. I vote for Ron Paul myself, too. We homeschool, and he's pro-homeschool. And like my bumper sticker says, please don't steal, and the government doesn't like the competition.
Uh-oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling from Missouri today. All right, let's take another call, Jeff.
Marianne in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hey, Marianne, if you're from Arkansas, does that mean you're a Mike Huckabee supporter or not?
Dave, that means I'm a Ron Paul supporter. Sorry to disappoint you. You can't add any diversity. I really, truly believe Ron Paul is our only hope for restoration to a republic and in a reasonable manner. Oh, and I just found the most awesome evidence to substantiate this. I was just sent this in an email, and it's from a website that's called this is really important. I wouldn't ask you to take a minute to take it, but it's called SVPVRIL.com, and what that stands for, it's a mathematical correlation to the energy. I can't describe it. It's a 10,000-page website, but they've got a map of Ron Paul meetup groups, and it's covered like white on rice, coast to coast, border to border. And if y'all can find that link, it's just at SV like Victor, P like Paul, V like Victor, RIL.com, and there'll be a way to link to it from that site.
Marianne, we appreciate the call. We do want to move on, so we're going to move on. We appreciate you calling and listening today. Linda in Kansas City, you're on the air with Dave.
Hey, Linda, how you doing today? Linda, can you hear me?
We may not have Linda. Sorry. Pat in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I hate to break the trend here, but I'm not going to. I'm voting for Ron Paul. We have emblazoned on the back of our pickup, Ron Paul for all of us in red, white, and blue. I support his economic policies and philosophy as well as his foreign policies. I believe we've had nothing but imperialist ventures in the last three presidents, and we need to return back to the Constitution and its basic tenets. So my family is voting for Ron Paul.
All right, thanks for your call this morning down in Arkansas. This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Dave Crooks, guest hosting today from my radio studios in Southwest Indiana. And we want you to call us and give us your thoughts on who you're supporting for president. And this was not designed to be a Ron Paul infomercial hour.
You're probably feeling a lot like Sean Hannity.
Yeah, no kidding there. Although I hate to be compared to Sean Hannity, Jeff, but although he did mention me on his show on Hannity and Combs when this Hillary Clinton article came out that I talked about that was published back in August. But we'll take your calls at 800-973-3779. I'm looking for, it's nothing against the Ron Paul supporters. I'm glad that you're out there, and I respect why you're supporting him. But we do want to try to balance this show up today by trying to find out why you may support another candidate besides Ron. So let's go ahead and go back to the phone, Jeff.
We're taking them as they come. Jerry in Missouri, you're on the air, Jerry.
Hi, Mr. Crooks. I'd like to say, first of all, politicians are just people, too, so everybody is bad-mouthing them. They're just people. They make mistakes, too.
Well, thank you, I think.
You're welcome. I mean, we all make mistakes, but I also support Ron Paul. The one thing I'd be worried about is a free trade agreement with the fair tax also.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your call today. We've got a little more time before the next break. Let's try to go back to the phones on the Derry Brownfield Show and see who's next in line.
Phil in Missouri. You're on the air, Phil.
Hey, first I want to say hi to you, Jeff, and we miss your family greatly in Trenton, Missouri.
Thank you for your words.
Hey, everyone that we talk to in North Missouri and Southern Iowa is definitely for Huckabee, and he's for bringing the government back to people, and everything he says makes really good sense. He's a good Christian man, and Ron Paul is probably okay, but he's a little radical, and We think he's living in a dream world.
So do you think Huckabee's got a chance to win this thing?
Absolutely, big time. He's pulling ahead in Iowa and other states, and he's the big buzz in North Missouri and Iowa right now. We're really impressed with him.
Now, who would you like to see him be on the ticket with if he chose a running mate?
Well, you know, I don't know. I just leave that up to him. Of course, what we'd like to see, my wife and I'd like to see McCain. I don't think that'd ever happen, but we think he's a good man, too. But he's kind of out of it up here now.
Okay. Hey, we appreciate your call this morning. All right, we're talking presidential politics today. My name is Dave Crux. Glad to be the guest host today on the Derry Brownfield Show. And we are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll take some more calls trying to find out who you listeners to Derry Show prefer. And there's no question that Ron Paul has an edge. 800-973-3779. This is the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jimmy Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today at just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Fred Stokes, president of the Coalition for a Prosperous America, was recently a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show to discuss a new and positive trade policy that delivers prosperity and security to America. Here's Fred.
I'm encouraged. We're making a difference. There's been a wind shift. We haven't won yet. We're a long way from that. But we're turning the corner on this thing. We need to come together in mass. We can disagree on a whole host of things. But surely we agree that this thing ought to be fixed and not condemn our grandkids and their kids to a future that's far less than the one we had.
Make a difference and join the Coalition for a Prosperous America and get the 11-minute DVD entitled Take It Back and learn how the Coalition is working to reclaim America from the damage of free trade. Send $10, check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For $10, you'll get the 11-minute DVD and become a non-voting member of the Coalition for a Prosperous America.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show,
the man who says anything is possible if you don't know what you're talking about,
Derry Brownfield.
And welcome back to the Derry Brownfield Show on this Monday. My name is Dave Crooks, host of the Dave Crooks Show, Indiana's new weekly political talk show that you can find at DaveCrooks.com. And I'm guest hosting today for Derry Brownfield, who has the day off. We're talking presidential politics. A lot took place over the weekend. If you followed any of the news over the weekend, you've got Oprah Winfrey out stumping for Barack Obama. The Clinton family came to Hillary's rescue over the weekend. And then the thing that I noticed last night down in Coral Gables, Florida, this off the Associated Press, the Republican presidential candidate sought to embrace Hispanics in a Spanish language debate on Sunday, striving to mark common ground with a growing voter bloc while softening the anti-illegal immigration rhetoric that has marked past encounters. Now, just kind of giving you some highlights of last night's event, and by the way, Univision, the Spanish language TV network, and the University of Miami hosted the debate. The questions were posed in Spanish by Univision anchors, and then they were simultaneously translated into English for the candidates. So I think that may be a first of its kind that we've seen so far. Former Governor Mike Huckabee said, "There can't be an amnesty policy because that's an insult to all the people who waited, sometimes ridiculously, for years just to be able to make the transition here." Giuliani stressed the need for a tamper-proof ID card and the need to control the borders, which prompted a retort from Ron Paul, who said that would lead to a national identification card for all Americans, in which he said, "I absolutely oppose." And then in this, the heart of Cuban-American country where Fidel Castro is still ostracized, Paul was loudly booed when he called for improved relations with Cuba. Quoting Ron Paul last night, "We're at a time when we need to talk to Cuba and travel and trade with Cuba," he said, and that did not go over too well with those that were in the audience last night in South Florida. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-973-3779. Tell us who you're supporting. We know that many of them support Ron Paul, who listened to Derry's show, but we had finally a Mike Huckabee supporter, but there has to be a few other candidates that you're supporting. So, Jeff, let's go back to our calls and see what we have on the line.
Let's say hello to Warren in Missouri. You're on the air, Warren.
Yes. I happen to be real familiar with Mike Huckabee. In fact, I followed his career very closely. And I can guarantee you he ought to be running as a Democrat. His record will never stand up to scrutiny if he were to get the nomination. He's way too liberal. And again, I hate to say it, but the only one we've got running right now that can stand with the Constitution where he ought to and keep this country the republic it was supposed to be is Ron Paul.
All right. Thanks for your call this morning on the Derry Brownfield Show. Let's go to our next call, Jeff.
Lance in Kansas. You're on the air, Lance.
Thank you. I'm a lifelong Republican looking for a good candidate to support in this election. I've kind of been on the fence between Mike Huckabee and Ron Paul. What I don't like about Huckabee is the way he's dealing with this allegation that he pardoned that rapist who wound up coming into Missouri to rape and kill a couple more victims. I'm leaning toward Ron Paul because the way he talks to me, he talks to me as if I'm a thinking adult and not just a child, like I'm so used to being talked to by politicians.
Now, have you always been a Republican supporter when it comes to presidential choices?
I always have. Voted for George W. Bush in the last two elections and have been pretty disappointed with the war in general.
Okay. Hey, thanks for your call today out in Kansas. Let's go to our next call on the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello to Hank in Missouri.
Hello.
Go ahead, Hank.
Oh, yes, I'm a Huckabee supporter, and I really like Ron Paul, except I don't think that we can pull all our troops back in. I have a son over in Iraq, and they've been trying to kill him just for patching potholes in the road. And, you know, if you look back in the history of the country, the Navy was started with Thomas Jefferson in the 1790s because of Muslim pirates. Other than that, I like everything about him, but I think it were kind of foolish to think that we can't go out of the country and look for terrorists. You know, if I look for snakes around the farm here, I pick rocks up and look at them before they come to my porch. And that's about all I got to say.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you listening to Derry's show today. Again, we're inviting you to give us a call at 800-973-3779. Do you think a Derry Brownfield listener would actually have someone out in the audience that might even support a Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama? We've yet to hear from anybody that's called in so far endorsing any of the Democrats. Obviously, we've had 10 hash marks already for Ron Paul and a couple for Mike Huckabee. Let's see what our next caller thinks, Jeff.
Ruth in Iowa, you're on the air, Ruth.
Yeah, I've done a little background work on all of them, and every one of them are for global government, or except for Ron Paul. And I'm for Ron Paul, and I tell you, in Iowa here, I think there's a lot of manipulation going on. The Des Moines Register is very far out liberal, and they're always coming up with all these polls, and I just don't agree with what they are putting out. I think there's some things going on. And besides, my daughter and some friends put up signs for Ron Paul, and they take them down in Iowa.
Huh.
We have some strange things going on here, and I don't think it's very fair.
Now, what part of Iowa are you from?
Southwest.
Okay, and then a lot of activity there over the weekend, or I guess it's been nonstop for the last...
Actually, Ron Paul, last Saturday, the bunch went up to Waterloo to distribute information for Ron Paul, and expecting to maybe to get over about 10,000 pieces out. And the week before that, they were in Des Moines and got out 5,000, even though the weather is very far against the trying to get that done. But they've been getting things around. And we have a huge sign on the back of our pickup. In fact, we just taped it on there, and we get people waving at us and all kinds of stuff. So I think there's a lot of things going on, and once people find out that Ron Paul is the only one that's going to keep America America and not go into this world government stuff, if we like our Constitution, we better go for Ron Paul. He's the only thing, only one we got to vote for.
Now, I got a quick question for you. Since you're out in Iowa, and for a guy like me who's sitting here in Indiana today, we never seem to have a choice when it comes to the primary, because our primary doesn't take place till May. Here, you're out in the Iowa area, of course, where the caucuses are coming up in less than a month. What's it like to watch TV in your state at night? I mean, which presidential candidate's TV ads are you seeing?
Well, just about everybody's. and a lot of Romney and a lot of the Democrat ads has been coming through pretty heavy lately, and seems like the media pushes who they want.
Well, who do you think's going to be the Democrat winner in that Iowa caucus?
No, it's a toss-up, and I don't think either one of them would be anybody to vote for. Of the major ones that's fighting over it, but there's three of them in the picture, but... If I had to vote Democrat, it'd probably be for Edwards, but he's a Council on Foreign Relations person, and so I couldn't vote that way if they paid me, I don't think.
All right, well, hey, we appreciate your call today from Iowa. This is the Derry Brownfield Show. We're taking calls today on who do you want to vote for president, and why. Give us a call nationwide at 1-800-973-3779. Jeff, let's go to our next call.
Mary in Kansas City. You're on the air, Mary.
Yes, I'm voting for Ron Paul. He also has a website called supremelaw.org. And if you go there, you'll see why.
Okay.
You know, it is a really, really neat website. But... when you came on the air, you didn't even mention Ron Paul, and I didn't like that at all.
I didn't mention several of the candidates. I've got a whole list in front of me right now. We could read them all, but I was trying to let the listeners choose who they think their choice is. And obviously, with Derry's listeners, we've got Ron with 13 votes so far, Huckabee with 2, and everyone else with 0.
Hey, let's take it. We do appreciate your call, Mary. Thanks for that. Hello to Thad in Missouri. You're on the air, Thad.
Good morning. I'm a Ron Paul supporter. You asked for someone else that supports another candidate to call in, but there are no other candidates.
Well, there you go, I guess.
Ron Paul is for withdrawing us out of the United Nations. Mike Huckabee is not a American. He is a CFR man. He's a big government man in Arkansas. He supported legislation that would have mandatory testing for obesity in the schools. I mean, he's a big government guy. He's not what we need, but Ron Paul wants to withdraw the United Nations. He wants to abolish the Federal Reserve, the IRS, rather, get back to sound money, gold, and silver. He's the only choice for true Americans.
All right, we appreciate your call today on the Derry Brownfield Show. We've got a break coming up, and we want to remind you what we're trying to do today to get the conversation rolling, trying to find out who the Derry Brownfield listeners support. And so far, with the first calls we've had, it's pretty clear that most of you favor Ron Paul, but we're trying to take calls from everyone today on the Derry Brownfield Show at 1-800-973-3779, and we want to find out who are you supporting if you could vote today and why. So give us a call, and we'll have more calls coming up after we take this next break on the Common Sense Coalition. This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Free.
Once again, sitting in for Derry Brownfield, here's Dave Crooks.
Thanks, Jeff, and we're talking presidential politics on today's Derry Brownfield Show. It's quite clear to me that many of Derry's listeners are Ron Paul fans, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you missed my introduction earlier in the hour, I'm an Indiana State Representative. I'm a Democrat, and if you're curious to know who I'm backing, I'm on the Barack Obama team, and in my mind, he's about the only person that can stop Hillary was one of my main reasons for being for Barack. But I've met him a couple of times, and I've heard him speak, and I'm just simply impressed with his change message, which I think we need desperately in the country. But I will say, if I was voting for a Republican, I would lean Ron Paul, because I do like many of the things that Ron Paul is saying. For those of you who don't have the complete list of candidates, you've got, of course, on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards. They seem to be the three that are in play, especially in Iowa right now. Bill Richardson, the New Mexico governor, has gotten some national attention, but obviously he is struggling to get the kind of attention that the first three that I mentioned are getting right now. You look at Joe Biden, who I've got a lot of respect for Joe Biden, the Delaware senator, but it looks like his campaign is struggling. When you also look at other Democrats, Chris Dodd, the senator from Connecticut, Dennis Kucinich, which I like a lot of things that Dennis Kucinich is saying, but he's got probably no chance of winning any of these primary races. And then Mike Gravel, the former United States Senator from Alaska, he's been very entertaining to watch on many of the debates so far. On the Republican side, Rudy Giuliani, Fred Thompson, John McCain, Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, Ron Paul, Duncan Hunter, and Tom Tancredo. And it's my understanding that Tancredo stayed away from that Spanish debate last night in southern Florida. We're taking your calls on the Derry Brownfield Show. If you want to give us a quick call at 1-800-973-3779, we will get your comments on who you're supporting for president and why. Jeff, let's squeeze in a call right now.
Linda in Kansas City. You're on the air, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am going to tell you the reason for why I'm voting.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I could vote for someone with integrity, principles, and knows the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Let me guess, you're voting for Ron Paul.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's a major gun rights supporter. He's for everything this country was built on. And these others don't even, I mean, I look at them and all I see have is fear and disgust.
Now, did you vote for George W. Bush, can I ask?
Yes, and I've apologized for that, like I apologized for Clinton. And it only took a couple of years to have to start apologizing for voting for them.
You voted for Bill Clinton, too. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I'm an independent voter.
Okay. All right, well, we appreciate your call out in Kansas City this morning. This is the Derry Brownfield Show. We've got a break coming up, but when we come back, we'll take a few more calls at 800-973-3779. Seems to be a good day for Ron Paul on the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There's no doubt about it that this is a very busy time of the year, but I'm asking you to make a special effort to attend just one more meeting. It's our meeting. It's on Monday night, December the 17th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Centennial Hall at the Montotaw County Fairgrounds in California, Missouri. To make it extra special, we're going to have some of our friends that you've heard on the show time and time again. My good friend G.B. Oliver will be there. He's Executive Vice President from Paragon Foundation. Ray Cuneo from the Citizens for Private Property Rights are going to be on the program, but it doesn't stop there. We're going to have an outstanding steak dinner, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Tickets are $20 each, and you can buy them now by calling Beth at 573-893-8255. That's 573-893-8255, or just tell us you're coming. We'll hold your tickets at the door. I'm calling it the Freedom is Common Sense Meeting. Be there on December the 17th. AAM, the American Agriculture Movement, first made national headlines with the Tractorcade to Washington, D.C. in the late 1970s. AAM keeps rolling on, fighting for parity for agricultural producers everywhere in America. parity was determined by averaging commodity prices from 1910 to 1914, when the economy and prices were balanced among producers, middlemen, and consumers. Today's parity prices are adjusted to inflation. Today, 15 commodity prices average 60% below parity. AAM is pushing government announcements to be made far enough in advance that the producer will have adequate time to make needed adjustments in their operation. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
Sitting in for Derry Brownfield, Dave Crooks has been our guest host. Dave, we have the last segment here. I have five phone lines. They're all full. We'll take these last five callers. So if you haven't made it on the air by now, I'm sorry. We are taking our last five calls. Let's go to Margaret in Illinois. You're on the air, Margaret.
Hello. I am voting for Ron Paul for the various reasons that I've heard on the air, and I understand that you're for Barack Obama. What would he do about this corridor that they're building and uniting us with Mexico and Canada, all of these things? And Ron Paul's the only person there is who's a statesman, willing to deal with issues, and willing to put our country back where the founders meant it to be.
Thanks. All right. Thanks for your call. We don't mean to cut you off, but we want to get the other four callers on the air before the show is over. Let's go to our next call.
Let's say hello to Scott in Connecticut. You're on the air, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Definitely a Ron Paul supporter. But one thing I'm curious about is how come no one has bothered to bring up Hillary Clinton's infidelity? You know, like when Bill was fooling around, it was front page news, and like, you know, I have from a reliable source that...
I don't think we want to go there this morning. I don't, you know... To me, that's just not necessary to discuss on a nationwide talk show. Let's just go to the next call on this one, Jeff.
Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening, Scott. Hello to Paula in Florida. You're on the air, Paula.
Yes, hi. Good morning. I'm voting for Ron Paul. My cousin's running with him, Jim Guest.
Oh, okay.
And there's something you need to understand, too, about our president and our country. We are the true Israel. And every one of our presidents have been from the House of David, except for four, which was by accident. But anyway, your president now is from the House of David. Jim's from the House of David. And this country is to be run by the House of David.
All right. Thanks for your call this morning.
Hello to Kathy in Tennessee. You're on the air, Kathy.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that I'm from Maryville, Tennessee, and I'm going to be voting for Ron Paul. And I've heard on several news sources that the odds makers in Las Vegas have correctly picked the last eight presidential elections, I believe. And they were asked the question of the Republican candidates, which of them would be the one that would be able to beat Hillary Clinton, and they picked Ron Paul only. That would be the one person that could beat Hillary Clinton in the general election.
All right, thanks for your call. We've got a couple of minutes left before we wrap it up for today's show.
Hey, Dave, let's do this final caller.
All right.
And then we'll hand it back to you here and say hello to Lane in Kansas City. You're on the air, Lane.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Hey, I'm calling in supporting Ron Paul. I believe he'll go after the inflation. I do believe it's an invisible tax. I believe it's collapsing America. And I also believe he's the only one that will match up against Hillary. He'll steal that she's anti-war, which she really isn't. She gets a pass on it without Ron Paul against her.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for your call this morning. And where does the hour go? As we always say on my weekly talk show here in Indiana, the Dave Crooks Show. If you get a chance, tune in Saturday mornings on the World Wide Web at 9:05 Eastern Time. at DaveCrooks.com. And it's been fun and my pleasure to be...
Hey, Dave, a quick question. Have you run a similar poll on your program, and what were the results?
Well, we actually haven't had a similar poll on my show. We've been talking about it. We had it. We opened up the phone lines a couple of months ago and got a variety of comments from people. But in Indiana, they're not as tuned in as perhaps in places like Iowa and South Carolina, because our primary is so late in the process.
So you've got your work cut out for you.
We do. But by the way, for our Derry Brownfield listeners, 20 votes today for Ron Paul, 2 for Mike Huckabee. So we did keep track.
Hey, we appreciate you filling in for Derry again today, and I hope you'll do it again.
It's my my privilege and pleasure. You tell Derry we said hello.
Thanks for what you do for us, Dave.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Tomorrow we're going to have Derry and GB in on the show, and some guest hosts this week that we'll fill you in later about. We got to go. You have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
The clouds that we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With